From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Well, you waited and you waited, and now, at last, the crocuses are croaking, the frogs are croaking, the daffodils, the grass peeping through. Finally, it's spring. It feels like it was a long time coming. But not so, says NPR's Robert Krulwich.
Spring is here, the sky is blue. Oh.
Yes, finally. Finally, the long winter is over. It is April at last. And here is the surprise. It turns out that where we live in the Northern Hemisphere, winter is the shortest season of the year. That's what I was told by an expert.
Okay, my name, Bing Kwok. I'm the acting chairman of the Morrison Planetarium at the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco.
And according to Dr. Kwok, if you start on the shortest day of the year, the winter solstice, and go on to count all the days that we officially call winter,
winter is about 89 days long.
And autumn?
Autumn is the next longest. That's about 90 days long.
And then longer still?
Is the spring, and that's 93 days long.
And the longest season of all?
The longest season is summer, which is 94 days long.
So if you think then of the spring and the summer as getting warmer seasons and fall and winter as getting colder seasons, not that every spring day is going to be warm or every winter day is going to be cold, but still, thinking seasonally, how many bonus or extra getting warmer days do we get?
The difference can be as much as about 7 days.
7 days.
So the getting warmer period can be 7 days longer than the getting colder period.
Which is kind of surprising, says Dr. Kwok, because most people think that the four seasons should be about equal, but they're not.
Because of the way the Earth orbits the sun. If the Earth's orbit were a perfect circle with the sun dead center, then all the seasons would be exactly the same length of time. But because it's not, the Earth's orbit is actually an ellipse, or sort of an oval, with the sun just a bit off center. That means that the Earth doesn't orbit our sun at a consistent or uniform rate. When it's a little bit closer, it actually moves a little faster.
So as the Earth gets closer and closer to the sun, it speeds up, whips around, it's flung out, and slows down, then it comes back, speeds up again, and this happens year after year.
When we're closer to the sun, which is actually during around January, which is the winter for the Northern Hemisphere, that's when we're moving faster, and so we zip through that season in a little bit less time.
And then when the Earth starts to move away from the sun and starts to slow down, that's the time of year we in the North call spring and then summer.
So we're moving a little slower, takes a little longer to pass through the summer period.
So, therefore, if, like me, you happen to like getting warmer more than getting colder, it's a good thing to live in the Northern Hemisphere, because above the equator, if you spend, say,
springtime in Paris,
or New York, Detroit, Rome,
springtime in Paris,
yeah, Paris, also Minsk, Delhi,
springtime in Paris,
in any of those northern places, springtime lasts just a little longer. It's the opposite, however, if you go below the equator. So if you go to Australia and you spend, say,
springtime in Sydney.
Springtime goes a little faster down there.
Yeah, well, sure, yeah.
Robert Krulwich, NPR News.
Our apologies to Yip Harburg and Vernon Duke for slightly rewriting their song April in Paris. And for vocals, special thanks to Stefan Marola-Chakas of Brooklyn, New York.